You know that feeling, right? When maybe you're the only one reaching for a blanket inside, or your energy just feels kind of low.
Yeah, like your personal thermostat is just a bit off, or maybe metabolism's running slow.
Exactly. Well, today we're doing a deep dive into something that might hold a key to cranking up that internal furnace. It's called brown adipose tissue, by T for short.
And forget the fat you usually think about. This bad stuff is different. It actually burns calories. Its main job is generating heat.
The body's own little heater. Yeah. So understanding this BAT, maybe activating it, that could be a shortcut almost to managing metabolism and staying warmer.
That's the potential, yes. Okay. Tapping into your body's own way of burning energy. And, there's a surprising angle we'll get into.
The hops connection, which sounds really counterintuitive.
It does, doesn't it?
So, okay, our mission today. Let's unpack what BAT actually is, figure out how to switch it on, and then look at the evidence connecting it to hops.
Sounds good.
All right, first up. How is this BAT different from the regular white fat WAT?
Right. So white adipose tissue, or WAT, that's mostly what we think of as fat. It's your energy storage depot, like a pantry.
Storing up extra calories.
Exactly. Calories get converted to triglycerides, stored away for later. It's essential. We need it. But, too much accumulation leads to problems.
The stuff around the waistline. Got it. So WAT stores energy. What about BAT then?
BAT is the spender. It's the furnace. It actively takes fuels, fatty acids, glucose, and burns them. Not really for energy like ATP, but primarily to generate heat.
Thermogenesis, right?
That's the term, yeah. Thermogenesis. Yeah. It's BAT's main gig. Mm. Like a built-in radiator keeping you warm, even when you're still.
Okay, interesting. And where do we find this stuff in adults? I thought it was mostly a baby thing.
It is much more abundant in babies. Helps them regulate temperature. But for a long time, yeah, the thinking was adults didn't have much.
But we do.
We do. Modern imaging, like PET scans, shows active BAT. It tends to be located around the neck, the collarbones, shoulders, also along the spine, and near the kidneys, too. Maybe not huge amounts compared to infancy, but it's definitely there, and it can be activated.
So why brown? Is the color significant?
It really is. It's brown because the cells are absolutely packed with mitochondria, the cell's powerhouses.
Right.
BAT cells have way more mitochondria than white fat cells. And these mitochondria are rich in iron, which gives that brownish color.
Ah, okay. Iron.
But it's not just a number. These mitochondria are special. They're loaded with specific machinery designed to burn fuel and just pump out heat very efficiently.
Like tiny specialized engines.
That's a great way to put it. Tiny heat engines.
Okay, so we have these internal heaters. How do we, flip the switch, get them working?
The main trigger, the most studied one, is cold. Exposure to cold temperatures.
Makes sense. Body needs to warm up.
It's a core survival mechanism. When your skin feels cold, it sends signals up to the brain.
Okay.
The brain then uses the sympathetic nervous system. Think of it as the body's rapid response network.
Fight or flight stuff.
Sort of, yeah. It handles stress and changes. So this system sends signals, specifically norepinephrine, directly to those B-type deposits.
And norepinephrine is the messenger?
It's the key messenger here.
Yeah.
It binds to the B-types and basically says, okay, time to make heat.
And that's the non-shivering thermogenesis you mentioned earlier?
Precisely. Your body generates heat without needing muscle contractions, like shivering. It's much more efficient, metabolically speaking, than shivering.
Hmm. So turning down the heating a bit, or maybe that cold blast at the end of a shower, that could actually be doing something.
Potentially, yes. Consistent, even mild cold exposure seems to stimulate B-type over time, lowering the thermostat, especially overnight. Cool air. It doesn't have to be an ice bath.
Right. Nothing extreme needed.
Exactly. And the idea is that boosting this activity could, increase your overall daily energy burn.
Yeah.
How much is still being figured out, but it's a real effect.
Now, you mentioned a special protein inside those BAT mitochondria, the one doing the heat making.
Yes. That's crucial. It's called uncoupling protein 1. UCP1.
UCP1.
So normally, mitochondria burn fuel to make ATP, right? The cell's energy money. Now think of it like a dam using water flow to generate electricity, the ATP.
Standard energy production. So how does UCP1 mess with that?
UCP1 acts like a spillway in that dam.
Yeah.
Or maybe like poking control holes in the dam wall. Hmm. When it gets the signal from cold, from norepinephrine, it opens up channels in the inner mitochondrial membrane.
Okay.
This lets protons flow back across the membrane, bypassing the ATP-making machinery. So the energy from burning fuel isn't captured as ATP.
It just gets released.
Exactly. Released directly as heat. It uncouples fuel burning from ATP production. All that energy becomes warmth instead. UCP1 is the molecular switch for BT's heat function.
Wow, that's elegant, actually. Intentionally inefficient for the sake of heat.
Pretty much sums it up.
Okay, so cold is king for activating BAT. What about other things? Like, does exercise do anything? Or specific foods?
Those are definitely areas being researched.
Yeah.
Exercise, well, there's some suggestion it might cause browning of white fat cells.
Making white fat act more like brown fat.
Kind of, yeah. Or maybe it directly stimulates existing B8. The exact mechanisms in humans, though, still aren't totally clear. It's complex.
And foods. I've heard chili peppers mentioned.
Capsaicin. Yeah, the stuff that makes peppers hot. Some animal studies show it might activate B80.
But in humans?
Less clear. We need more human trials to really know if it's a practical strategy. So, for now, cold exposure is still the most reliable, well-documented way.
Right. Cold it is. Okay, but now let's get to the really curious part. Hops. How on earth do hops, the beer ingredient, fit into this picture of fat burning?
It does seem like an odd connection, doesn't it?
Mm.
But plants are complex chemists. Hops contain lots of compounds, not just the ones for beer flavor.
True.
And it turns out when hops are stored or processed, especially when they age or oxidize, those familiar bitter alpha acids, they transform.
They change chemically.
Yes. And this leads to something called mature hops extract, MHE. It's derived from these aged, oxidized hops.
Okay, MHE.
And the key compounds in MHE are called matured hop bitter acids, or MHBA. They're related to the fresh hop acids, but have different properties, possibly less harsh bitterness, and importantly, different biological effects.
Ah, so these aged hop compounds are the interesting ones here.
That's what the research suggests. And the thinking is that these MHBAs might interact with the sympathetic nervous system.
The same system that cold exposure uses.
Potentially, yes. There was a study back in 2016 that looked specifically at MHE containing these MHBAs.
What did they find?
Well, in rodents, they found evidence MHBA boosted heat production thermogenesis in BI. And it seemed to work by activating the sympathetic nerves connected to the BA.
So indirectly telling the BA to fire up.
That was the finding in the animal model. But what was really interesting was the human part of the study.
They did a human trial too.
Yes. They gave overweight individuals MHE daily for 12 weeks. Compared to a placebo group, the MHE group saw a significant drop in abdominal fat.
Wow. Specifically abdominal fat.
Yes, particularly visceral fat, the dangerous fat around the organs. That reduction was statistically significant compared to placebo.
That's pretty compelling. So these specific aged hop compounds might actually tap into that fat-burning pathway.
It's an intriguing possibility raised by that research, yes.
Mm.
And this leads us to products like Phehix.
Right. I've seen that mentioned. It contains MHE.
It does, yes. It's marketed based on these properties of mature hops extract. The claims are around activating metabolism, initiating thermogenesis.
Targeting visceral fat, like in the study.
Exactly. Their material even mentions something like up to 9 hours of potential fat-burning response.
Hmm. So the research is promising, but more studies would be good, especially independent ones.
Absolutely. It's important to see more human data to fully confirm the effects and, you know, the specific claims made by products using MHE.
Got it. So the idea isn't eat more hops. It's that these specific mature extracts might hold potential.
Precisely. It's about those specific matured bitter acids and how they might influence these metabolic pathways, potentially mimicking some aspects of the cold response.
Okay, let's pull back a bit. Let's say we manage to activate our BT, whether it's through, you know, embracing the chill or maybe these MHE compounds prove effective. What's the payoff? Why should we care about getting this brown fat going?
Well, the benefits could be pretty significant. First off, a metabolic boost. Active BT burns calories for heat. That increases your total daily energy expenditure.
So you burn more calories overall, even just sitting around.
That's the principle, yes. More calories burned at rest, which naturally could help with weight management.
Makes sense. Extra calorie burn helps tilt the balance.
And remember that MHE study. It specifically pointed to reduced visceral fat. That's a big deal, because visceral fat is linked to quite a few health risks.
Definitely. Anything that helps there is a win. What else?
Oh, for anyone who feels cold all the time.
Like me, sometimes.
Huh. Right. A more active internal furnace could mean better tolerance to cooler temps. Just feeling warmer, more comfortable, without needing 5 layers.
That sounds pretty good, actually.
And then there are potential bonus points. Because BT uses glucose and fats for fuel, there's emerging research hinting at links to maybe better blood sugar control, healthier lipid profiles.
Cardiometabolic benefits?
Potentially, yes. But, Again, really important to stress that more human research is needed to fully understand how significant these broader effects are. It's still early days for some of that.
Okay, good caveat. So let's recap this deep dive then. We've got brown adipose tissue, BAT, the good fat, the heat generator.
Right. Packs with special mitochondria using that UCP1 protein.
And we activate it mainly through cold exposure, which triggers the sympathetic nervous system.
That's the primary well-understood route.
But then there's this really interesting, maybe unexpected angle with mature hops extract, MHE, also potentially nudging that system and beet activity, based on some promising, though still developing, research.
Exactly. Yeah. Highlighting how compounds from nature can have these complex effects.
And the potential benefits. A boost in metabolism, help with fat management, especially that tricky visceral fat staying warmer, and maybe even some broader metabolic health improvements down the line.
That sums up the potential upside. Yeah. It's quite compelling that our bodies have this built-in system for essentially burning energy as heat.
It really is. And we're learning more about how to maybe gently influence it, whether that's through simple things like temperature or maybe these newer avenues like MHE.
Lots to explore still.
Absolutely. It definitely gives you something to think about, doesn't it? This whole idea of your own internal furnace and the possibilities for, well, turning up the dial a bit. Perhaps something for you to look into further on your own.